Amen. If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We do love the Lord today. We appreciate His appearing. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 21. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21. Said, Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto Him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. But He answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This is a very familiar text. I remember a day 11 years ago, on this very day, I walked through those doors back there into Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church. I didn't know the church even was here, and I didn't know anybody that was here. But I want to say the last 11 years have been the best years of my life. Serving the Lord with God's people in a place where God's welcome and He's longed for and He's loved. I walked through that door. I mounted the pulpit that morning and I preached a message not knowing anybody, knowing anything. I preached my first message at Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church on this thought, reviving the dead dog. I thought, Lord God, if I preach that, they'll run me off and never speak to me again. But praise God, I believe God just met with us that morning. He touched us as only He can. He moved in our midst and did new things for us, and we ain't got over it yet. And we ain't looking to in the very near future. But I want to take this same text this morning, if God will be my help. And I'm sure He will. He always has been. And with confidence in Him this morning, I want to preach on this thought. What to expect when I get home. What to expect when I get home. As we look at the text today and we see a certain woman. And a certain woman came to a certain person. And it was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we look at this, we see that she came into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. As He came in, He said, Behold, a woman of Canaan. Now, if you know your Bible, and I know you, I'm sure you do, it tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, Moses told him, said, we're going to go into the land, and we're going to conquer those people that's there. God says we've got to go in, and we've got to utterly destroy these people. This woman here, this certain woman, was a Syrophoenician by nation. Amen. In other words, she was a Canaanite. And this woman was not even supposed to be left around, much less presenting herself to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad, praise God, that He'll even take an old dog such as I, and He'll allow me to come unto Him with a broken and a contrite heart and receive that help that I need from the throne of grace this morning. As we see this here, we see in Matthew, Mark chapter 7 in verse 24, Jesus was in the house. It said Jesus entered into an house and would have no man know it. But, I love the buts of God. It said, but He could not be hid. I want to say the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how they want to push Him down, no matter how they want to hide Him, no matter how they want to get rid of Him in the world today, praise God, you can't hide the Lord Jesus. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, you can't hide the Lord Jesus. You can't hide Him because He'll come out on you. Praise God, just about the time you think you've got everything under control, just about the time you think you've got every situation handled, praise God, Jesus us. He'll come out on you. Praise God. He'll come out in conviction. He'll come out in praise. He'll come out in rejoicing. He'll come out in peace. He'll come out in joy. He'll come out in happiness. He'll come out some way. Praise God. And He'll love you in so many ways that you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God. But what to expect when I get home? This little old woman, number one, she had problems. She had problems over home. Amen. There was problems at her house. Mark said her young daughter had an unclean spirit. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says it's why that why her house was in turmoil, why the unclean spirit, amen, was in her daughter. Praise God. One day, somewhere along the line, she heard about Jesus. Somebody said, there's a man over in Galilee. Praise God, if you just get to him, he's able to handle all your problems. He's able to do for you what you can't do for yourself. Amen. She had problems. There's problems at home. You may be here this morning. You may have problems at home. But I want to say God is, our Lord Jesus is a problem solver. He'll bring you out, praise God. He'll lift you up and He'll encourage your heart. He'll take you, praise God, in places you never expected to go. And He'll love you in the journey. But as we see, the Bible says that she heard of Him. Amen. She came to Him. Now she was she's a Syrophoenician. She was a Greek. She was a Canaanite. She should have been destroyed, but here she is presenting herself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I know I want to just give you some things about this woman. Notice what she comes with. She comes with a plea. Amen. She comes before the Lord Jesus Christ with a plea and she says, "Have mercy on me." Amen. I want to say her plea was personal. Amen. I want to say God hears a personal plea when we come personally before the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll hear our plea. He'll answer prayer. How do you know? Because my Bible tells me in many, many places that He inclines His ear to hear from me. He inclines His ear to hear from you. He's a listening, praise God. You say, well, what about an old sinner this morning? I will say, praise God, Jesus is listening for that old sinner to pray and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. You say, well, why would He be listening so intently to an old lost person? Because He has blessings to bestow. Amen. Praise God. God's got blessings to pour out even on old lost sinner. He's got help and hope and rejoicing, praise God, and love to pour out on an old lost sinner. Praise the Lord. The reason they're not blessed the way they ought to be because they won't say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. But she come to the Lord and she said, have mercy on me. She had a plea. It was personal. But I want you to notice, because of her position, she couldn't get a hold of Him. She couldn't gain His attention like she needed. See, positionally, she was not right with God. Positionally, praise God, He said, I come to the house of those lost sheep of Israel. Amen. She never had no position. She never had no standing before the Lord. So she come with a problem. She had a plea. It was personal, praise God. But she was in the wrong position. She was a Gentile. Amen. In a Jewish situation. But praise God, somebody had told her. And she said, the Bible says that He answered her not. But somebody had told her. If you can just get her to Jesus. Amen. The poor little old daughter grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. Full of demons, the demons of hell. She couldn't get her. She couldn't carry her. She couldn't persuade her to get down to where God was. But even though she couldn't get her there, she could go herself. And she went into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen, we don't have no excuse not to be praying for our youngins. We don't have no excuse not to be praying for our supplications for our lost folk. Amen. There's no excuse. Amen. You know what's wrong with it? I told the young people, it's laziness, sleuthfulness. Amen. Amen. Inactivity. The reason we don't pray and seek God's face, that souls would be saved. Amen. Because Jesus, you say, well, preacher, well, Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. And if we ain't lifting them up, praise God, lifting Him up to them, praise the Lord, then we're backing up. But this woman came and she was in the wrong position. See, her position hadn't been established. Amen. There's a lot of folks today that are not in the position to worship the Lord, not in position to bring their pleas. They don't come, they're not coming personally before Lord Jesus Christ with their pleas, their petitions, because they're out of position. Amen. When we establish ourselves in the right position, amen. Praise God, we begin to get our supplications heard before the Lord. Amen. So we see what she did next. It was personal, it was positional. But she also had some persistence. I'm afraid we're not very persistent in our praying. Somebody will ask us to pray about something, maybe a lost lover, maybe a lost child, a lost brother, sister, a lost mama and daddy, a lost mama, papa. We better be about God's business if it's a mama, a mama and a papa, because they may go out of here lost without God. And we need to have a burden on our heart for all of our loved ones. Amen. They might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. They may send away their day of grace. And we need to pray, God. Why? How do we do that? With persistence. We need to have persistent prayer. Amen. She kept on and on, and they said, hey, listen. I said, the disciples come and said, she's driving us nuts. Would you just send her away? Would you get rid of this woman? She's making us crazy. She won't give up. She's too persistent. Amen. Wouldn't it be good if somebody could come to us and say, listen. Hey, man, listen, you got to go over there and talk to such and such over there. He's driving me crazy. All he wants to do is pray for his loved ones, lift up the name of Jesus. He's so persistent. Hey, man, wouldn't it be a blessing? Have folks going around all over Candler saying, oh, Rex Hoagland, praise God. He's always telling somebody about Jesus. He's so persistent. Hey, man. Wouldn't it be a blessing? Praise God, Brother Andrew. Praise God, that old fellow, old Andrew over there, praise God, on the job, down at the restaurant, down at his house, and their house. Praise God, he's always persistent. Praising God, giving the Lord Jesus Christ honor and glory. But you know, in all my ministry, I've never had nobody complain because somebody's too persistent on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have had one or two tell me, told me I was too pushy. Amen. They said, you're too pushy, preacher. Said, you're trying to get me to do something I don't want to do. I said, well, that's just your flesh. Amen. Your flesh don't want to receive it because he knows it'll be good for you. That inner man wants it. That's why there's so much turmoil. Amen. She said, there's a problem over at the house. And I can't give up. I can't back up. She said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And the disciples said, Dad, you got to do something with her. In other words, what they were saying, Lord, take care of her need. Fix her whatever she needs. She's driving us crazy. Amen. Can't get away from her. Everywhere we go, every time we look up, there she is. Said, Lord, Lord, help me. Amen. She was persistent. Praise God. Now persistency, praise God, so it'll pay off. Why? Because the reason she is persistent is because she had a purpose. Amen? She had a purpose. Her daughter was laying over at the house, grievously vexed with the devil. Amen? Say, preacher, what does that mean? Grievously vexed with the devil? And every man, in other words, praise God, she was totally consumed with demonic forces. She was, in other words, she might put it this way, she was wicked as hell itself. Amen? She couldn't do nothing with her. Sounds like a whole lot of folks, a whole lot of young'uns today. Amen? They're just full of the world, full of worldliness, full of demonic forces. Amen. Amen. I'm afraid that some of them close to being turned over to a reprobate mind. To do that is not, that's not meat. Praise God. Not fit. But glory be to God, they still a God in glory. Amen. But she purposed in her heart, praise God, that little old daughter of hers, she was going to lift her up to Jesus. She's going to get to Jesus no matter how long it took. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, she knew what to expect when she went home. If she gave up and went home, she could expect to continue in the same life, the same drudgery she'd been living in for so long. I don't know about you, but I believe it's time for families to have a change.
And I think it's time for people to get over, praise God, of the old devil living in their house, taking over their home. Amen. Praise the Lord. She had a purpose. Amen. But notice her predicament. Her predicament was dire. Amen. She had came expecting something from the Lord, but praise God, she wasn't getting what she expected. A lot of people would want to give up at this point. They'd say, oh, well, you know what? Trying to get the Lord is just too difficult. It's too hard. So they just give up. They quit. When they're right on the verge of breaking through, praise God. Amen. I want to say, there's nowhere to quit. There's nowhere to stop. We got to keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Keep proclaiming the precious blood of the Lamb all the way till we get to the house. Amen. We know what we can expect then when we get home. Amen. She knew what to expect when we get home if she gave up. So she was in a predicament. It was difficult. Maybe even a little unpleasant. Sometimes we get out of our comfort zone. Amen. Sometimes when we try to serve the Lord and be mindful of Him as He's mindful of us, we get out of our comfort zone. We get into a situation that's a little more difficult than we thought it would be. Amen. But when we get there, we'll realize that the Lord gone before us. Amen. He's in the center of this thing, praise God. And no matter how uncomfortable we are, no matter how difficult it is, praise God, how unpleasant it might be, the Lord is in our midst. He promised never to leave us or forsake us, and He'll bring us out victorious. Why? Because He promised that He would. Bring us out with a shout. Amen. No matter how difficult, how unpleasant. But you say, well, preacher, if I get in there for the Lord, I really dedicate my life. He said, that's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to go up there to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Praise God, it shouldn't be. Amen. Because we all, the Bible said, we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. We're all in the same boat as you are. We're as all lost and undone without Christ, praise God. Amen. It's not an embarrassing thing. It should never be an embarrassing thing to come before the Lord and say, Lord God, here I am, an old sinner. And Lord, I need some help. Amen. I come seeking something. She couldn't. Amen. She was in a predicament. She was in a predicament. She knew she couldn't quit. She knew she couldn't give in, couldn't give up. And no matter how difficult, how unpleasant, how embarrassing it might be, praise God, she said, I'm going to stay the course. Amen. Amen. Why, preacher? Why would she put up such a fight? Because she knew what to expect when she got home if she didn't. Amen. I don't know about you, but listen, I'm not satisfied with the status quo. Amen. I'm not satisfied with, well, maybe they'll get in and maybe they won't. You know, God don't send nobody to hell. Amen. I want to tell you something. The hell is full of people that think like that. Because God doesn't send nobody to hell. You send yourself when you reject His Son. When we reject the Lamb of God, see, she couldn't turn back because she knew what would be there at home when she got there. The same conflict, the same turmoil, the same chaos. Amen. So she was in a predicament. She had a purpose, had a daughter at home, is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. So the Bible says that when all else failed, that she assumed the posture. Amen. Mark chapter 7, verse 25 said, she fell at His feet. Amen. This woman, she knew what to expect when she got home. Amen. So when she had cried and she had cried and she had cried and she had begged, praise God, she finally come out and she fell at Jesus' feet. Amen. In order to get past her, He had to step over. Amen. And I won't say anything that Jesus ever went over. Praise God, it was made good. Amen. Glory be to God. She fell at His feet. Amen. She assumed a posture, prostrate before the Lord. And she had said, oh Lord, Thou Son of David. But she didn't have that connection. Amen. She didn't have the connection. And she said, oh Lord, Thou Son of David. He said, I've not come but the lost sheep. And then she worshipped Him, saying, Lord, she fell on her face, and she said, Lord, three words, Lord, magnifying His deity. recognizing Him as God, recognizing Him as the one that could give her all the help she'd ever need. She said two other words. She said, "Help me." Amen. Praise God. And that one that inclines to listen to me and you, praise God, He spoke. Amen. He told her, he said, "Listen," said, "it's not me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." You know what he was saying? He said, "Those old vicious wild dogs that runs around here, around Jerusalem, those old wild crazy things." He said, "It's not, I can't cast it to the wild dogs." Amen. But praise God, she's in a posture before the Lord, his answer is perplexing. Amen. She can't get a hold of it. It's completely baffling to her. She said, "I done well this. If you could just get to Jesus, He'll take care of those problems." Amen. And maybe it was even very puzzling to her, this situation. Amen. "I don't understand it. They said if I could just get to Jesus, He'd take care of it. He'd take care of it all over Jerusalem. Why wouldn't He take care of my problem?" She was perplexed. Amen. But praise God, in her perplexity, she becomes very persuasive. Amen. She becomes very persuasive. She says, "Truth, Lord." Amen. You know what she did? She recognized Him as who He was. She said, "Glory be to God." She said, "You speak the truth. You are the truth. I know what you're saying." Amen. She said, "You're absolute truth in what you're saying. I'm not fit to be fed from the children's table." Amen. She said, "Glory be." Can you imagine on her face? She became very persuasive. She said, "But truth, Lord. Truth, God, I'm not fit for You to think upon me. I'm not fit for You to feed me, to encourage me, to help me, to lift me up and to bring me out. Truth, Lord, I'm unfit." Amen. But in her persuasiveness, praise God, she tells the Lord, amen, she says, "Truth, Lord," and praise God, God begins to move, and she shows her piety. Amen. She shows her reverence. She said, "I know who You are." I said, "I know where I am. But Lord, the only thing I know, praise God, is I need some help." Amen. But look what she says. And she said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." She said, "Yeah, God. Lord, I know them old vicious junkyard dogs don't deserve nothing." But she said, "Lord, what about the little puppies? What about those little puppies that feed from the master's table? What about those little puppies, praise God, that the children will sneak them a scrap of food, a little morsel here and a little morsel there? Oh God, I know I'm not fed. I know I'm just an old dog. But what about the puppies? What about those that don't? What about those that just come in faith expecting something from the God of glory?" She says, "Truth, Lord." She worships in His reverence. She knows how she's true. She says, "Lord, Lord." She said, "What about those puppies under the table?" Amen. Boy, glory be to God. Don't you know how that touched the heart of God? He said, "Why was she?" Because, praise God, she was persuasive because she knew what was happening back at home. Amen. She said, "I can't go back there without knowing that everything's going to be better." Amen. So she's persuasive. She showed piety of a reverence to the Lord. Amen. Because she knew what to expect when she got home. Amen. She knew what was there when she left. And amen, if something didn't happen while she was gone, it would be there when she got back. Amen. I believe a lot of times we go out, amen, with an expectation. But somewhere on the way, we lose our persuasion. We get perplexed. Amen. In the things that goes on in this world, praise God. And we forget our purpose. Amen. To witness and win the lost. But great, praise God, I'm glad there's a great and a mighty God. Amen. In Mark chapter 7. Amen. We get the Paul Harvey version. In Matthew 20, 15 and 28. He said, "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Amen. I want you to notice that. In all this situation, the problem that she had, Her whole purpose was to get that devil out of her home. To get the devil out of her child. Amen. To have peace and harmony and joy. The Bible says, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. So what did she expect when she went home? Amen. What would you expect when you made it to the house from that very hour? See, some things had been changing while she was gone. Some things had been praying while she was on her face in reverence to God. And I can see in my mind's eye, this lady went home expecting. Maybe she left her husband there at the house. And she said, watch over her. Don't let her hurt herself. She said, I'll be back. He said, where are you going? He said, we've got a problem here. And said, I've heard of a person that can help the people. Amen. He said, she said, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who said the Lord Jesus Christ? And he said, he won't have nothing to do with you. Only person he fools with is those Jews. He won't care about you. He won't listen to you. He won't be persuaded by you. She says, it doesn't matter. She said, we've got a problem. So I've got to go try. She leaves the house and she goes down the road, takes the trip to where she hears where Jesus is. Amen. She begins to cry out, spare not. Praise God. Amen. He's persuaded that this man Jesus can take care of those problems back home. Amen. So she cries out. She goes to him and she keeps crying out. Praise God. They say, be quiet. She says, no. I've got to see him. I've got to touch my family. I've got to touch my home. He needs to touch my daughter. She's grievously vexed by the devil. Amen. But I need help. That on her face. She said, help, Lord. Help me. Amen. Personal before the Lord. Amen. And I can see in my mind's eyes as she starts back toward the house. And she says, man, what to expect when I get home? She said, you know what? That man Jesus seemed so positive. Amen. He seemed so positive about my problem. I'm just going to believe in faith. Amen. And as she walked along with patience till she could get home. Amen. Sometimes we just need patience, don't we? To help us to get to where we need to be for God's glory. She walked till she got back to the house. And when she went into the house, praise God, they was a different perspective at the house. Amen. They was a perspective there that she could ever even imagine. Her husband met her at the door. Tears are rolling down his cheeks. He said, I don't know what you've been up to. But said, there's been some persuasion here. Amen. Glory. And as they begin to clutch one another and cry on each other, praise God. He said, phew. He said, you need to go see your daughter. Amen. What to expect when you got home? Expect a whole lot better than you had when you left. Amen. So she goes in there to her daughter's room. I can see it in my mind's eye. And she reaches and she pulls back the curtain. And that one that had been wild, like those old wild dog, vicious and vile. Amen. And she's sitting there Bible says she's laid there on her bed. I believe she's clothed and in her right mind. Amen. And when Mama pulls back that curtain and she whispers her name, little girl's laying there with her eyes closed. I know I got a vivid imagination, just bear with me. She's laying there with her eyes closed. Ain't had nothing but turmoil for years and chaos in her life. Hatred and bitterness. She calls her name through the curtain as she pushes it back, sees her laying on the bed, and the young lady turns her head looks at her, and she says, "Hello, Mama." She said, "Where have you been?" Said, "You should have been here. They've been a presence in this place." Amen. Mama said, "Well, honey," goes over and sits on the side of the bed. She takes her by the hand. She said, "Well, honey," and said, "You tell me about it." She said, I was in bitterness and hatred and anger. But there was a presence filled this room. Praise God. And I said, oh God, thank you, Lord, for forgive me a sinner." She said, "Mama, that presence that was in this room, it took all that was in me and it shoved it out." Amen. She said, he shoved it out. "Yeah, Mama." Said, "It was amazing." Said, "I heard Papa shouting as it went out the door. Glory! Hallelujah to God!" Amen. Amen. What she was expecting when she got home. Amen. Amen. Her expectations was met. Her expectations was exceeded. Amen. Because she had her husband. She had her daughter back. She had her home back. Amen. And the devil is gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's been excommunicated from their hearts and their minds. Amen. And when she was come to her house, I ain't shooting you a line, listen. She found the devil gone out. Amen. He's gone. Amen. He's exited the building. He's nowhere in sight. Peace and joy has filled the room. Peace and joy has filled the house. Amen. And she said, and her daughter laid upon the bed. So what are you saying, Pastor? I said, what did she expect when she got home? She expected to find perfection. Amen. And she found her home perfect. He said, "Well, preacher, we'll never have a perfect home. If we have the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ in our home, and we make Him preeminent in it all," praise God. It's another P word. Preeminent. Amen. Our homes can be perfect. If you strive for that perfection, praise God, God will do the rest. If we have the perfection, if we have the persuasion to just keep going with God, nowhere to quit. Amen. I want to ask you a question today. What you left out this morning to come to the house of God? Let me ask you a question. Did you come expecting something? Did you come expecting something? Did you come expecting something, praise God, so that you can go back to the house so that your house will be different? So God will begin to work. So He'll take that house and turn it into a home. Amen. God took her house, turned it into a home, made it a place to live. But watch this. Made it a place to love. Amen.